With the afternoon news headlines for KGMU, I'm Maeve Conran. Figures released by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment on Wednesday show that the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley is one of Colorado's largest confirmed COVID-19 outbreaks. 245 workers at the plant have tested positive, and six workers have died of the disease. This week, Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to keep meatpacking plants like JBS open during the coronavirus pandemic. The plant reopened in Greeley last Friday after being closed for 9 days for cleaning and restructuring to allow for more distancing between workers. Last week, the union representing the workers at the plant received a cease and desist letter from JBS over the union speaking out to media over concerns over worker safety. Dustin Hibbs, a worker at the plant in Greeley, says there are not enough measures in place to protect workers.
When we go in, they give us a mask, and then they have hand sanitizer machines that you just hold your hand underneath and it sprays hand sanitizer on it. And then you go in on the floor, and there's like, I'd say maybe 10 or 12 stations side by side from each other. And, like, we have to work in those stations as the meat comes by. And, like, we bump shoulders, we bump arms. And, like, there's no social distance on the floor, which is very, concerned. But they say because we're wearing a mask, there's nothing to worry about. And they give hand sanitizer. But I don't feel like that's enough.
Frontier Airlines announced today that all passengers on its flights will be required to wear masks or other facial coverings starting May 8th. The Denver-based airline released a statement today, and it says that the rule will apply to passengers checking in at the airline's ticket counters, waiting at the gates, and on board all Frontier planes. Earlier this week, JetBlue announced that it would also mandate facial covering for its passengers. That goes into effect on May 4th. Colorado Front Range Parks and Open Space agencies are reporting damage to local trails as a result of increased visitation to public lands over the last month. According to a joint statement released today by Boulder County Parks and Open Space, Boulder Parks, Denver Parks and Recreation, and Jefferson County Open Space, rangers around the Front Range have seen trail widening and plant damage by visitors walking around muddy trail areas. They've also seen disturbances to sensitive habitat areas from visitors illegally entering wildlife closures and other sensitive areas that are close to the public. Visitors have also been walking off designated trails. Increased use of open space and trails along the Front Range has been a concern during the COVID-19 pandemic. Local agencies are asking people to avoid high-use trails, to find a different trail if parking lots are full or if trails are crowded, and to visit open space areas in groups of four or fewer people. People are also asked to wear a face covering and maintain 6 feet of physical distance while on open space trails. Governor Jared Polis has asked that people stay within 10 miles of their home to recreate. You can find all of our COVID-19 coverage online at kgmu.org.